We continue with Uthulani on your Rise FM Weekend Lunch. I'm Sibo. We're talking all things Jijiban. Did I say it correctly? I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
No, we sure got it. Jijiban.
Jijiban. Yes. Okay, I said it correctly now. Tell us about how you started your clothing brand. And I ask because there are so many young people, young and old actually.
Okay.
Labafuna qala ma brands. Labanye bayokhona kwaqala.
Yeah.
But bahluleke ukuqhubeka because of the different challenges. How did you find yourself starting this brand and how have you been able to get it to where it is?
Okay, for me, in the eyangenza ngizocala ngesupport, the support that I was getting to people abaclose nami nem, yinto engenza ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngipushe more harder, because if you have abantu abaseduze kwakho that giving you the support and the hope ukuthi once you keep pushing as much as you're pushing uzoyenza ngelinye ilanga, I think it's the most important thing as a motivator to uchubeke wenza better to a brand or whatever that you're doing. The support, it support mina ngiyenza yang push ukuthi ngibe la ngkhona nyalo.
And I'll attest to the support because just by announcing that we were going to be speaking with you,
okay.
yo, Emalahleni, I'll say this again, Emalahleni is a country on its own. And growing up,
yeah.
Did you want to be an entrepreneur? Did you want to be a fashion designer? Is it a thing for you?
Yes, because I always had that love and passion for fashion. So, as a young kid, not to say, like, into enkule nayo, but then, being an angel, like, you would say, but like, I love this thing, and I really want to learn. So that's when it started, and I'm jumping onto it. And in the young house, like, my parents were always there for me, being supporter, yeah, but, so in every way, yeah, being supporter. Whenever you know, I love this thing, despite my challenges, but they were always there for me, yeah, but, so in the yangenza ukuthi ngibone ukuthi as much as lento ngiyithanda nabantu aba close to me bayithanda lento, that's what keeps me pushing.
Man, I love that. Big ups to your parents. I think a lot of parents struggle to support their children who pursue careers in the arts.
Yeah.
They just feel like I lend a steady income. I'm going to teaching.
No.
and speaking of your parents and their support, you know, I ask this question a lot of times, Guti. I mean, you're a public figure, you know, you're the founder of a very exclusive, you know, public big brand. Endlini, who are you? Are you the founder of Jijiban? The Uthulani or umfana nje wala endlini owashizitsha?
Hayi, ayikhaya kumfana nje owashizitsha nje. Yeah, bangibuka kanjalo nje.
So like, there's no difference.
Cha, nje ugive nje. Bafika give it. Akunokuthi Jijiban isale emnyango. Sahle ngisale egedini immediately mangena. I sala ngaphandle. Yeah.
Man, why do our families dip? Now I want to be a celebrity everywhere. Funa ukuba ngena 24/7.
Ayikwazi ukuba njalo. Cha, ayikwazi.
And how did the name come about? Because it's so unique, hey?
Okay, so this is a German word.
This
is a German word. Elisho ukuthi given. It's a German word meaning given. So yeah, as much as I love my things exclusive, I didn't want to go about kutsi be simple ukuthi abanye abantu bangayibona nje just like by the look of it, so yazi ukuthi chaza ukuthini. Bengifuna like confuse. I needed that confusion because as much as ibana le confusion yenza abantu babe more interested in the brand, like there's something new to surprise people.
Yeah.
Next thing I was we pronounce kahle. Next thing you don't know kutsi chaza ukuthini. Lawo ma ongoing questions. Yeah, I end up being more interested to the brand.
Those questions keep us talking about you. They keep us talking about your brand. And I mean, the name itself is eye-catching. Like, even when I saw it on one of the t-shirts, I was like, And then, then you notice the material. Oh my gosh, what is this? I want to wear this.
Yeah, so in terms of material, we use a different... not different, but exclusive material.
Okay.
We use, I'm going to say, we use mostly of iscuba, iswe or iscuba, isiplane.
Okay. Because
the texture and the the quality of this material is just something else, and it able to good like more to will be comfortable. It makes you feel comfortable.
I irritate.
And there's a lot of things about iscuba, ne?
Economy where there's no electricity at the time.
Definitely, yeah. So I'm going to be stressed. So aina. Or good t-shirt is shwabene or ganja. No, number two, I lose the color.
Hi, bo.
Yeah, this joke we want nje is challenge. Yes,
and I'm sure someone is thinking pricing. A lot of people struggle with pricing in their businesses. Before we take a break,
yeah,
how did you manage to price your product? Number one, upume kasi.
Yes.
Of course, the brand yakho, you started pushing it kasi.
Yes.
You're coming with an exclusive material. And now you have to price it. Bayakala abakali, how did you manage to price your product?
I went for fair pricing. Mbuga, the cost price of the material. Ukuthi ukuyithunga leyo t-shirt kuyongithatha imali kangakanani. So and after that, after seeing calculated the whole, so ukuthi ukuthenga leyo material to make one t-shirt, izinto engizoyidinga, your cotton, your vinyl and everything, kuzongikhosta imali engakanani. And then how much am I willing to gain from that? Then that's when I price. So ngiyasho ukuthi ngimali esongizoba comfortable, and my customers also azoba comfortable ngale price engizobanika yona.
Yo.
Yeah.
This young man is got the brains. Like, he's got the brand and he's got the brains. If you just joined us, it is your Rise of Fame Weekend Lunch. I'm Sibo. We are within hashtag movers and shakers. We continue with our conversation in just a bit. We're going to get into a little bit of Never Have I Ever, because, hey, what better way to get to know someone than to ask them those tricky questions? This one is from Lil Durk, All My Life with J. Cole on Rise. What? We've all been there, man, when people are trying to break you, trying to bring you down, saying the most discouraging things. But you keep on moving, you keep on soldiering on. We are within hashtag movers and shakers. Have you dealt with, you know, haters, people trying to discourage you? And if yes, how did you move past that?
Yes, like obviously, kuzoba khona abantu abanjalo. So into being Caesar to deal with that, ukuthi I know who I am, understand, and I understand ukuthi people don't just talk about something. So they talk about something ANZ sent. So if they talk about you, means you're doing something abangayithandi. So to bring you down, bazokhuluma kabi. So you need to give yourself that thing. You would say abangkhuluma ngoba angenzi kahle. Shooting bangkhuluma ngoba ngenza kahle.
You're adequate.
Yeah, shooting ngenza kahle njengoba bengkhuluma. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Labanye bathi dogs bark at moving cars.
Yes.
If Emile has no business barking.
The fact that we kuluma kusho ukuthi khona into yenza ye right, so isebenzise layo as motivation.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
We quickly going to play Never Have I Ever as we try to get to know you better.
Okay.
You should see my face right now, cuz I'm ready to tear him apart. It's 1 minute. You're going to answer as many questions as you can. I'll ask you if you've never or if you've ever, and you will just say if you've never or if you have.
Okay.
Super excited. Okay, we start now. Never have I ever broken up with someone by text.
I have.
Never have I ever gone on more than one date in one day.
Nah, I never did that. That's crazy. Yo.
People do the craziest things.
No.
I'm just saying, people do crazy things.
I mean, I'm a simp, so
okay.
If I focus on one person, I just do that.
Hey, Gachela. One woman, man. Never have I ever worked through the night to meet a deadline.
I have.
Yeah.
Always, I always do, every time. Yes, most of the days. Like, I always, like, if mangabe I didn't finish Ispani, then I have to overnight.
Okay.
To finish.
Never have I ever organized a surprise party for a coworker.
Nah, I never did that.
I'm disappointed. Trish works so hard. You've never thrown her a party.
We always partying.
love your job.
Njenga manje nje simane sangena spa. Sacrosa, sacrosa. It's a party for us because we don't drink, so indlela yethu yokwenza party.
I like that.
Bye, yum yum. Sidle nje kusibe right.
Sengize ngungena emlonyeni. 1 minute is up.
Yeah.
But I like that you're talking about parties. I saw something on social media. I think you hosted an event in a club with your brand.
Yeah.
Tell us about such collaborations because that's so innovative. We're used to seeing brands have pop-up shops, but then now when you take it to such a venue, how does it work? How did that come about?
For us, it's a marketing strategy. So it's like we create something special for the family, meaning like our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we create something very special. We'd say if we know we're going to, club is our hoster, and then definitely they want to come. So it's like we're going to celebrate sisonke. It's like, yeah, we celebrate the family.
Mm.
So in the Ganjalo, like we go to our local clubs, gahle gahle, and then siyakhulumisana nabo, can we use this place ngelanga leso and so. Then, yeah, kuba naleyo conversation with like savumelana ukuthi, okay, can we use this place for certain event and stuff like that, then giavumelana. And then we also, because for them, it's also going to be business for them. Because if I'm going to bring my following yam to their club, meaning they're going to get customers to kunabantu abazothenga, and then we enjoy, we have fun. So everyone is gaining. So in the kanjalo.
And you really have a big following. I saw the pictures, like everyone was in your brand. And I was like, hey, bana. Did they have to buy the t-shirt to get in? Like, how did it work? Do you do that? Because I think I've seen an event in Joburg where you'd have to either be wearing the brand or buy the brand to get in.
No, lapa besingathengi isikahle kahle.
So it was just purely marketing.
Yeah.
That those, is genius.
Yeah. Like free VIP for people who have the match.
Yeah. Where was that?
And the VIP was packed.
Your brand was just everywhere in that club. I'm not sure what the club was, but your brand was just everywhere. I was looking at those pictures and the brand was everywhere. And I was like, I have to talk to this young person. I have to get him in studio because, no, you truly are a mover and shaker. You definitely possess what we call the spirit of Azishe, that fire that says, keep on moving, keep on growing.
No.
And that's why we had to have you here this afternoon.
And we
most welcome
from Witbank to here to honor the invite.
Me, I normally do telephonic interviews if you know people are out of Mbombela.
Yeah,
and then you guys were like, we're outside. I was like, yeah, but
no,
which one is this one?
No, we had to order the invite. This is something special for us, and it's Nbonga and Easy Rise FM.
Totally appreciate you, man. And before I let you go, how do we link up with you very quickly?
On our socials, it's GG Ben, like GGGEGE Ben _ZA on Instagram, then GG Ben ZA on Facebook. You can also find us on TikTok at GG Ben ZA.
Fantastic. That is Thulani Ngobeni all the way from Ezinambeni, Emalahleni. You guys are already supporting him. I believe the Lowfald of Mpumalanga is now going to plug into his brand. And hopefully I'll get my hands on it because it is the hottest thing in Mpumalanga right now.